It's been a cold spring in much of the country, with ice storms and whiteout conditions in the upper Midwest over the weekend, and snow still blanketing parts of the East. If there's a tiny silver lining to all the terrible weather, it's great spring skiing. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann is a diehard skier, and he sent us this audio postcard from New York's Adirondack Mountains.
I meet Phil Brown at the trailhead on a frosty morning. He's excited by the scale of what we're doing, grinning like a little kid.
We're going up Mount Marcy, biggest mountain in New York State. It's about 7.5 miles to the summit.
We set off. The climb is more than 3,000 vertical feet through some of the deepest, snowiest wilderness in the East. Brown is a veteran backcountry skier and outdoor writer. He tries to make this trip every year around his birthday. He just turned 64.
What's it like continuing to ski mountains well into your 60s?
It's a little harder than it used to be. It's worth it.
Is it? Do you still get joy here?
Yes, yes. You know, it's still an adventure.
We trudge up winding trails, leaving the valleys behind. The day is mostly painted in gray and white. Through cracks in the clouds, we catch quick glimpses of distant, snow-capped summits.
You can see, oh, Wright Peak just came out. You can just see it peeking out from the clouds. Looks pretty dramatic.
It's been a harsh spring, and as we climb, the weather turns against us.
We're now up in the clouds. There's really no sky. The mist is in the trees, a little bit otherworldly.
We're right about at tree line. Can't see very much.
It doesn't feel like spring at all. As we struggle up onto exposed snow and ice and rock, the wind scours us, nearly knocks us over. We're climbing into whiteout conditions. Brown is a ghostly figure ahead of me. After a final push, we hunker down behind a rock, 5,300 feet above sea level.
We're on the summit of Marcy. We made it. Had a fierce wind to contend with on the way up. Yeah, the weather is not too cooperative. We could barely see a thing, so skiing down the bowl is going to be an interesting adventure.
We plummet down the steep, wild cone of the summit. I'll be honest, it's scarier than I expected, like skiing through a dream where up and down and sideways all kind of swirl together. Imagine navigating a steep face of snow when you can't even see the tips of your skis. When we finally reach the shelter of the trees, Brown pauses to catch his breath. He's still grinning.
Skiing down that bowl was an experience I never had before, but you couldn't even see the train under your feet. You know, you hit a bump or something, and it was like a total surprise. And, you know, hard to keep your balance. And
what is the pleasure of this?
I think the pleasure is being on top of Mount Marcy. You know you've got 7.5 miles below you of skiing in a wilderness setting.
For Here and Now, I'm Brian Mann in New York's Adirondack Mountains.